Peak foliage has now passed, and Vermont is gearing up for the next big influx of tourists for ski season. For resorts around the state, that means adding hundreds of seasonal employees, and Vermont's aging population and low unemployment rate has added to that challenge. That's led some resorts to offer generous benefits for entry-level positions like lift operators and parking attendants. We're talking about retirement plans, health insurance, ski passes, and housing. VPR's Henry Epp has more on how some ski areas are enticing workers this year.
On a recent Saturday, the skies cleared over the Mad River Valley, revealing the season's first coating of fresh snow at Sugarbush Resort in Warren. Inside a pub behind Sugarbush's main hotel, department managers are set up at tables ready to talk to prospective employees.
Today I have not hired anyone. I have sat down with a few people. It's kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start here, but I hope we'll pick up closer to noon.
That's Sean Heslin, the facilities manager at Sugarbush. 5 years ago, he came up from Connecticut to a job fair here and walked away with a full-time gig. Now he's a hiring manager looking to fill about 10 positions, and he says it's difficult to find Vermonters to fill those jobs when the unemployment rate is hovering just over 2%.
I think a lot of people have jobs. So we do struggle a bit with in-state hires. A lot of my hires do come from out of state. We have been expanding our housing programs here at Sugarbush, and it has proven to be very helpful.
Employee housing is a more recent addition to the benefits and perks at Sugarbush, and the resort plans to build more of it. It also offers free ski passes, lessons, discounted food, and daycare to its employees. Getting in on that housing is top of mind for Mikkel Thurber. She came to the job fair looking for seasonal work. She lives in Stowe, about 45 minutes away.
So it's not horrible, but like in the wintertime with all the snow conditions, and we would have to leave probably like 5:30, 6 in the morning. Not everything's plowed at that time, so it's definitely a deciding factor to get employee housing.
Year-round employees at Sugarbush can qualify for benefits like health insurance and a retirement plan, and the resort's HR director, Anne Marie Todd, says certain specialized jobs have even more incentives.
Our snowmakers, in the last 2 years, we have changed some of their benefits. They get a sign-on bonus of $200, and they also get an end-of-season bonus of $1 for each hour worked.
Todd says the resort really needs those specialized workers, but it also needs workers in every department.
I mean, basically, we have about 200 full-time year-round employees, and we go up to 1,100 in the winter. So there's a lot of people to hire.
Sugarbush isn't just facing a tight labor market, it also has competition. 45 minutes up Route 100, Stowe is holding its own job fair. In the parking lot outside the event, I meet Joe Shea. He's standing by his truck, smoking a cigarette, getting ready to scope out potential jobs.
Hotel operations, possibly food and beverage, and debating on mountain ops grooming. I've always wanted to do it, so just going to look into that.
Shea says he's worked in the service industry for many years. He's doing that kind of work now at
Sugarbush.
Really?
Yep.
So what brings you to
up.
Yeah, what brings you to Stowe?
Just been there about 7 years. Change of pace, something a little different.
I ask Shea about the benefits on offer, but he's pretty dismissive of them. What he'd like to see is the ski industry boost wages.
They don't pay. They don't. The only way, that's why I do tipped industry, is as fast as you hustle is what you make.
If Shea does take a job at Stowe, he'll be in line for the standard perks, ski passes, discounted food, but also vision, dental, and medical insurance, even as a full-time seasonal employee. It's worth noting here that Stowe is owned by Vail, a multinational corporation that owns and operates 37 resorts and brought in over $2 billion last year. I listed some of Stowe's benefits to Wynn Smith, the owner of Sugarbush, and asked if he can compete with them.
That's very tough.
Smith notes he does offer health insurance to his full-time employees. No matter what, though, there's a limited pool of potential hires here in Vermont. And in recent years, Sugarbush, like other resorts, has turned to international workers to fill the void. Smith says Sugarbush has brought on about 120 international employees for the season, mostly students from Central and South America.
They're only allowed to work 90 days. So for us, that is typically open 160 days, we really only have those workers for 90. So we have to stagger them so they come in at our busy time, they leave really before the spring totally ends. So it's good, but it's also a challenge.
To expand his domestic workforce, Smith says he'd ultimately like to see state leaders make Vermont more affordable by lowering property taxes. In terms of other kinds of state support for the ski workforce, Michael Harrington, the state's interim labor commissioner, says Vermont has partnered with resorts to create an apprenticeship program in recent years. It's intended to train ski lift operators and mechanics.
Really, the struggle that a lot of these areas are finding are people with these very specific and definitive skills in a particular area. So the apprenticeship work has been tremendous in this area, and I think we'll only see it continue to grow in popularity.
Back at Sugarbush, owner Wynn Smith says the resort will keep hiring for a few more months. One deciding factor in how many employees they'll need is how much snow the resort gets this year. And he says some of the less than scientific indicators point to a big winter.
The hornets seem to be building their nests a little bit higher. The woolly caterpillars seem to be thick with black and on the nose and black, you know, on the tail. Somebody said that a big ripe apple harvest is good because that's creating a lot of food for the deer for a long snowy winter.
So if you believe those signs, Smith says, the thousands of employees at Sugarbush and other ski resorts could be in for a busy season. For VPR News, I'm Henry Yap.